So, you're not allowed to watch ahead anymore, you fuck stain.
Oh.
Hi, welcome to Battlestar Brothel, Season 2, Episode 15, Scar.
Yes.
And it's not about a lion attacking Simba.
No, it's not.
I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Foot in His Mouth.
Hi, Foot in His Mouth. How are you? Foot in His Mouth, who also, you guys can't see at home, lost a bet at work and is now rocking the Wolverine chops. So maybe we can get a picture of that up on the Rancor's Brothel page on Facebook. Maybe the Pinterest page, too. Think we can handle that?
Pinterest? Yeah, I can make it happen.
All right. Sweet. Mm-hmm. We're going to pin you, you gay bastard.
I'll have to practice my best Wolverine-faced.
Mm.
A little bit of a raised eyebrow, that sort of thing.
You could be like, get a picture of you playing video games, be like, I'm the best at what I do.
What I do, isn't that nice?
As I steal your mushroom on Mario Kart.
Indeed.
Anywho, this episode kind of, I found it hard to get into.
How so?
I don't know. I don't know if I was just extra distractible today watching it, but it didn't grasp me.
Okay.
Because of all the flipping around timeline stuff, it was like watching Memento. It's a Christopher Nolan movie.
Bounced back and forth quite a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it'd be like 88 hours ago, and then it would go back to present and be like 81 hours ago. Like, God damn it,
wait,
just fucking
wait.
Follow.
When are we? Wait, who? Is this the future? Present? What's going on?
Linear timelines, guys. Come on. It just, I don't know. It was a little heavy for me. In that sense, I understand that, yes, Kat thinks she's better than Thrace, but, like, she is being significantly more insubordinate than Thrace ever is.
Not in her flying tactics, right? She's going by the book as far as her, like, skills in the Viper, but...
But, I mean, like, she's calling her out. She's calling out the CAG in front of the entire fucking...
Yeah.
You know, all of the fighters.
Right.
And she does it multiple times. It's like, beyond that, then she, you know, they fight too,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that, like, let's go back to the miniseries, like, to the pilot. That's what Landon Thrace and fucking the brig for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. It just, there was some things that didn't really make this, like, my favorite episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have any Cylon 6, and whenever I can have some Trisha Helfer in my life, I'm a happy camper.
That's true. There were pretty good a couple pretty good scenes with Thrace in him. She was scantily clad.
Yeah, the whole like Lee pulling down the panties scene, like you kind of got like side ass. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Yeah, you did.
Mm.
And I think it's always attractive when she's working out too.
Gross.
That's a thing for me. I don't know.
I like my women plus size.
Not working out. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'd rather her eat baking cupcakes.
It's hotter. Yeah, that is pretty adorable, isn't it?
Fuck adorable.
Yeah.
Cupcakes, maybe.
But,
what a fuck.
So,
they're fuck cakes.
Okay, there's another t-shirt idea. Cupcakes make me want to fuck.
I love it. I love it. I hope Chad listens to this. Get that to the marketing team. Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen, guys.
Hashtag awesome.
I'm not going to make that my Facebook status. My grandma's going to be so pissed at me. Anywho.
So Thrace getting punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, she like does that slow head turn back to look at, you know, the gal who punched her. Like, I thought that she was going to unload on her, but she held back.
She just kind of took it, and it was a little, I mean, it seems that like every 20 episodes of this show, we end up with an episode about Thrace getting hung up on the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to be this one, so we're good for another 20 episodes.
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, last time it was, you know, Lee's brother, and this time it was about Anders, and what the fuck?
So what do you think of Scar? We've never heard of Scar, right?
We had never heard of Scar to this point. They just kind of introduced it as a character.
Yeah, and it was just like a one-episode character.
I mean... You know what? I don't even remember the fucking end of it. I was so, like, not excited by this episode. Did they get Scar?
Yeah, he dies. Like, okay. Thrace, she had some, like, some dreams of her
That's right.
Flying.
Kat got Scar, and then that's
right.
Why Kat got the weird fucking beer stein that they just introduced today, too.
Thrace lost a little bit of her stubbornness. She took Kat's advice and like maneuvered, you know, flipped around and led Scar into Kat's sights, if you will.
So she was a team player and not the hot shot today?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe the CAG can't be the top gun, you know?
I don't think he can. I don't think she can. The CAG shouldn't be the top gun.
Yeah, CAG's got to hold back and be the team player, the team leader. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That makes sense.
But having been the top gun before, having been a rebel, somebody that's like under her in the ranks, if somebody does that, I'm sure she'll still try to be the CAG a little bit, but she'll understand, you know, whenever they step out of line. She knows that it's, you know, for good purposes.
Well, her drinking in this episode was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah.
Like the first time we really see her at the little bar, whatever, mm-hmm. the officer's mess, she runs and jumps on top of a table and just, like, Steve-O jackass style lands flat on her face.
Up until that point, I thought it was pretty adorable. Mm. Yeah, sorry. I saw something.
Were they titties?
Close.
Close to the titties? I lost
my train of thought.
Vag.
Thanks. Anyway, up until that point, she's like drinking out of a stein, acting all like, you know, acting all cool. It was pretty attractive. And then the running and diving over the table, it's like, kind of lost it for me.
Yeah, like, uh-oh, that girl's dancing like, by herself at the party. She's going to get naked tonight.
She's like crying in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fucked up. Did you see at the end when Kat gets the Top Gun mug that Adama and Ty were in the room?
Yeah.
That was their only role in the whole thing today, was to be tertiary background characters?
Yeah, for Adama to, like, you know, look up and give his eyes of approval for the toast. I mean.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was a little different, I thought.
Yeah.
Not a standard plot action for Adama today. What else occurred in this episode?
There was one moment where I think Lee Adama walks into the room and he sees just after Kat punched Starbuck.
Uh-huh.
He had those Adama eyes. He's starting to look a little more and more like his dad. Starting to get that like stern look on his face, kind of looking down on you a little bit.
Getting a little older, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see it in the eyes. I don't know if that's intentional, but it came through in that scene.
Okay. That's an interesting thought. You know, I noticed in the credits today that there was another person named Olmos, last name Olmos.
Really?
Playing one of the pilots. You know, one of the just kind of the not always in the forefront type of characters.
Did you happen to look him up?
Well, no, I was doing it right now actually, and I'm having trouble finding it. So because his children aren't listed.
Hmm.
Let's see, personal life. Blah 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 blah. Oh, wow, there's an asteroid 5608 is called Olmos and is named in his honor.
That's awesome.
He used to be married to Lorraine Bracco. She used to be hot.
Who's I don't know who that is.
Lorraine, did you ever watch Sopranos?
Yeah.
She was the psychiatrist. But if you go back further, like to like the Goodfellas, she's Henry Hill's wife. She is so sexy.
Mm. Good to know.
Yeah, check that shit out, guys. Wow, Edward James Olmos is going to be in Machete Kills. Oh, and he was in Two Guns that just came out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I forgot he was in The Green Hornet. Damn.
You guys are doing that on Instafilmer View, right? Or at some point?
Machete Two Kills? Guns? Two Guns? No. I don't know.
Because it used to be a comic book, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Thanks, look at me listening and relaying information.
Shit, you don't listen to our shows. It's fucking weird.
That's how I know. Okay. I heard it on your show.
Well, yay. I am sorry. I am trying to find the episode in my list so that I can see the damn cast of it.
They're saying crazy things back there.
Who? People are watching you? You have a live studio audience?
They're not watching me. They're in the other room, but they're yelling things.
Oh.
Oh, did you hear that?
I heard something.
He said, "Alley property."
Okay.
You're going to have to look up the rhubarb lady.
Okie dokie. Okay, Scar This will all get cut. I just want to bring up the name Scar. I want to talk about Scar again for a minute before we we lose our shit here. Yeah, okay. Bodhi Olmos is Hot Dog.
Okay.
Bodhi James Olmos, and he is the son of Edward James Olmos.
Oh.
So there you go. He has a brother named Miko and a sister named Daniela.
That's a neat little bit of information for the show.
Yeah, Hot Dog's been on the show for a while, and I guess I just never fucking realized it.
No, I'm going to start looking at, see if he looks like him at all.
Yeah, that's cool. He's in I'm looking at his film and TV appearances. He was in 36 episodes of it.
Wow.
2004 to 2009, so.
Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If my dad can throw me a bone and give me some TV time, I'll take it.
Awesome.
I'll take it, Dad.
You should throw him a bone and give him some podcast time.
You know what? He hasn't listened to any of my shit. I don't care anymore. Scar.
Yes.
We are given the idea in this episode. This will be my final point tonight, unless you have something else.
No.
We are given the idea that the Raiders also resurrect, also reincarnate.
Mm-hmm. But how can they do that now since they don't have
the resurrection chip?
Well,
they don't have that resurrection chip.
Oh, there are more. I thought that was the only one.
I mean, it could be the only one. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
It could be the only one in that sector. But, I mean, even then, if they're close enough to wherever they're stationed, then they would be reactivated.
Okay.
So, it had to have worked several times before. I mean, they imply in this that they're too far away. Mm-hmm. Boomer kind of implies it so that if you kill Scar this time, he's dead.
Yeah.
And I think that is really portrayed non-verbally when Thrace is playing chicken with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's a one-time kill for both of them. There's no resurrection for either.
Yeah, that's a neat little... I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, the idea that a raider can keep coming back, and every time it comes back, it's like more embittered.
Oh, yeah.
Because she said, dying really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's, it made me think of all things, it made me think of Batman, because I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Ra's al Ghul, and not the Liam Neeson version. He gets put in the Lazarus pits to be resurrected.
Uh-huh.
The Lazarus pits are like these chemical pits underneath the earth that they reanimate your body.
Okay.
But they make you crazy insane for a year afterwards.
Okay. So you have to level yourself out, basically?
Yeah, and so that's what it made me think of. Ra's al Ghul, that's why he becomes he'll go from being the leader of the League of Shadows or League of Assassins to just being a crazy fucking asshole sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. So I don't know. It just made me think of that. I was like, oh, so each time these guys die, they, wake up in a lot of pain and they're ready to go kill some fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really interesting if we ever find out for sure if Scar. I mean, I think it's implied from the opening sequence of showing previously on Battlestar Galactica. They show Boomer caressing the raider that Thrace had captured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if that was Scar.
Wow.
Is that a
I'm going to have to go back and look. Well, I mean, he wouldn't have had the scars yet, right?
No, because he would have been resurrected in a new shell.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, in their timeline, that was months and months ago.
What happened to it? It was on their ship at one point. Did they steal it back?
Remember when they were on Caprica, Cylon Boomer stole it and went away.
Oh, and they took it.
Huh?
Yeah, she comes out and she's like, they took my ride.
Yeah. They never really resolved it. It was just gone after that.
Okay. So from this point on, I'm just going to assume until that changes that was Scar. Because that makes for a really good story that she actually flew inside it.
Yeah, so when they're doing that I like to think that when they are playing chicken, that Scar recognizes Starbuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
I bet he did.
Bitch, you're going. If I'm going, you're going with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just a fun thought. I hope it's true.
It's pretty neat.
So, any other thoughts, sir?
Not. I don't think so.
All right. Well, tune in next week. We'll be talking about Sacrifice.
That is the only one that I will watch.
Oh, good. You won't watch ahead?
No, I won't.
I'm so fucking super excited about that, you piece of shit.
They're throwing shit at me.
Who's throwing shit at you?
Those guys.
Well, tell them to get out of your home. They're fucking squatters.
Get out of my home, you hobos! They're just laughing at me.
Oh, fair enough. That's beautiful, sir. Let's see, Sacrifice, and then we'll do the Captain's Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be in the down stretch of season two here. Then it'll be three more episodes, the last two of which are a two-parter for the season finale. So I imagine we'll probably crunch those down into one episode here. So it looks like two more weeks of episodes from Battlestar Brothel, and then it'll be on to season three.
Absolutely.
So,
woohoo. So I just kind of want to say something to the listeners.
What's that?
Hey, guys, I know that we have our regular Rancor's Brothel shows, and we have a lot of people that listen to those shows, and some of them aren't necessarily interested in Battlestar Galactica, so they kind of skip over these. What I want to tell you all for actually listening to these shows is thank you. I mean, you like represent a very specific group of people that are kind of special to us because you specifically listen to this for Battlestar Galactica. And the greater amount of people don't necessarily do that. And so, thanks.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know what? Just to give you a little something for that, when it comes time for us to figure out what the next show is we're going to do, it's going to be this audience that we want the feedback from to tell
Absolutely.
Us. You know,
yeah.
Those that like to watch along with us or make fun of us. So, so anyway, again, we'll see you next week with Sacrifice. Here's the blurb about it. Terrorists take hostages aboard Cloud 9, demanding the handover of the Cylon on board Galactica.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
All right. Okay, guys, have a great one, and we'll see you at the brothel.
So say we all.
So say we all.